It's time to catch the beat from Market Street on WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM. Your community radio station is in the heart of the action in downtown Champaign, and Catch the Beat brings highlights of local news, arts, culture, and issues to pay attention to. I'm your host, Cope Cumston. I'm pleased to have as my guest Timothy Klein, a multifaceted Urbana resident, who I first encountered as proprietor of Life Cycle Bike Shop. Since then, I have learned that you also serve as a teacher of math at Urbana High School. And so there are lots of things that we have to talk about. So I met you at Urbana Farmers Market last summer when you had put up your instant bike repair shop and I was badly in need of an adjustment. You put it up on a stand and presto, you got me back on the road. And I've come back for tune-ups and other fixes, and it is great to have a neighbor who is an informal and responsive, helpful guy to keep my bike tuned up. So Tim, tell me about how you got into the bike repair business and your thoughts behind starting and operating Life Cycle Bike Shop.
Thanks for having me on. I got started fixing bicycles about 7 years ago. I was fixing my own bike just to get back on the road. I went to the Bike Project, the co-op in Urbana, and some very kind people there taught me how to diagnose and fix my bike. And eventually I got it back running again. But I was very curious, so I kept learning and kept trying to fix things. And slowly over time, I made mistakes and learned from my mistakes and got to figure out how to fix almost anything on a bicycle. And then my intentions for this business is to kind of fill some gaps in the market of bicycle repair. A lot of folks, it's a big chore to take their bike over to the shop, and they might be worried about the cost of walking into one of the more established shops in town. So my approach is to come to them at the farmer's market and offer an inspection for free and inform people. I try to be very transparent about what actually is happening on their bike and what they might need. And then the big ticket, the thing everyone needs, is to have it done on the spot, like without the hassle, just getting the fix done right there at the market.
About how many people come to you on the average Saturday morning at the market?
It fluctuates for sure. I would say the number of bicycles I actually work on is anywhere from 2 to 10. But 10 would be pushing it. There's only 4 or 5 hours that I'm at the market on a given day.
You also pick up and deliver, which is a great service.
Yes, I have done that several times, again, to try to eliminate some of the barriers that people would normally encounter when they need their bike fixed, getting their bike to the shop being that barrier. I think it's a valuable service, and I feel good about providing that to people. It's not the easiest way to do it. But on myself, it creates extra work for myself.
It creates a lot of very good community spirit.
I think so. That's what I'm going for as well.
And when I was over at your shop the other day, you had a lot of bikes in there. So you're working on quite a few bikes.
That is true. So the other side of my business is refurbish and resale. So I purchase bikes from various sources on Craigslist and Facebook. I don't know if it's a healthy habit. Sometimes I scroll for too long on Facebook looking for cool bikes. Over the years, I think it's paid off because I get the privilege of connecting people, friends of friends or random folks, with a high quality bicycle, which I can stand behind, which is going to have proper brakes and tires, that's running well, and I can get it to them for a modest price.
With all the student turnover in town, there will be a lot of demand come August. How do people find you?
So face-to-face interactions at the market is the top way that I've gotten connected with people, but also in my circles, I'm the bike guy. So people tend to send their friends over to me if they need a repair or are looking to purchase a bike. I would say, though, I don't have a very large inventory. So if I don't have what someone needs, I gladly refer them over to BR Bike and Repair over on Griggs Street, sharing a space with Itty Bitty Bike Shop. They're really good folks over there. Highly recommend them.
It's a great bike community in this town.
Yes.
It's gotten much better since I moved here in the 90s, and I was a confirmed bicycle commuter from California, used to a lot of support, like being paid to ride my bike to work because they got credits in California because there's so much traffic. They gave me a free helmet. They gave me chits for taxi rides if my daughter got sick at school and I had to go get her. It was amazing. And I got here and I said, what is going on in this town? There's nothing.
I know.
Yeah. So tell me about your sense of the bicycle community and just the circumstances for bikers in Champaign-Urbana.
There are a lot of diehard bikers out there, and I appreciate them. But I think the folks I'm targeting are more the people who are kind of interested in bicycles, and they're thinking about getting their bike fixed, but they never really get up to it, or they put it off for a while. So I try to provide the gentle nudge to help get the wheels on the road. I encounter that a lot, actually. I think there's a lot of casual commuters, and I don't know if people really consider biking as the robust transportation that it is. A lot of people think their car or the bus system is more reliable. I think that comes from the mysteriousness of how bicycles work and what it takes to get it running properly. So a little information goes a long way to help someone jump up into the more serious bicycle commuter.
I have never used the bike racks on the MTD buses. Have you?
I have, yes.
How easy is that to do? Because if you're going a long way, like if you're going to Parkland and you want to have your bike when you're there, but you don't want to go out Bradley Avenue, you can put your bike on the bike rack on the bus.
I have used it many times, and I would say it's pretty easy to use. One time I tried to put my e-bike on there, and the driver politely told me that it was not allowed. So I took it off and then had to ride where I was going. I was a little late.
So you have an e-bike too?
I do, yes.
Now tell me about your feelings about when you want an e-bike and when you use a standard bicycle. I must admit, I'm very snooty about e-bikes. I think if you don't want to pedal, you shouldn't be on a bike.
Aside from the philosophical pureness of traditional bicycle, I think an e-bike is a great utility. Everyone has their own personal threshold of how much work they're willing to do for a specific errand, whether it's getting groceries or whatever else you need to do. And an e-bike, I think, heightens that threshold because you can carry more stuff and get there a little faster with a little bit less effort. I do take issue with folks who don't pedal at all and just press the button to go. I think they're missing out on a lot of the benefits of the experience, but I would not count out e-bikes altogether. I think they're a great utility.
How often do you use your e-bike versus your regular bike?
Last year, I was without a car. I went 8 months without a car, and during that time, I was using my e-bike a lot. Maybe 9 out of 10 times I would use my e-bike. But I was also getting everywhere around town on two wheels. So, but these days I would say I ride my traditional bike more often.
The weather certainly has a lot to do with it.
I have endured some rainy rides, and I do prefer the e-bike in those situations just to get through it faster.
What advice do you have for someone in Champaign-Urbana who wants to get around primarily on a bike? And about routes, how to go, how to deal with traffic and weather?
The first thing would be to get connected with the community, just like ask people you know who are already into biking and see what specific advice they have for that person's situation. You can also do research online, exploring the maps and getting familiar with the maps of the area. Some streets, like Springfield, for example, are pretty busy and there's not a designated bike lane. But if you go a block north or south, it can be much more pleasant and safer to ride. Always wear a helmet, use signals, use lights. If someone is just getting into biking, you gotta take some necessary precautions because it can be dangerous.
Well, I would never ride on Lincoln, Springfield, University. It's taken me a long time to figure out the streets that I feel safe riding on. And then in the winter, because I do bike year round, learning which streets are plowed first. A lot of streets in Urbana are not. And so I call it snow biking because it's just completely slushy. You're all over the place. But I feel pretty safe on a bike. It's the cars who I don't trust to be in control.
I certainly don't claim to be an expert on bike safety, so people can do their own research or reach out to Champaign County Bikes. Yes. There's some really great folks over there doing more advocacy and education about safety.
Have you ridden on some of the longer bike trails?
The Kickapoo Rail Trail, I ride. I try to go at least once a week out to St. Joe. That's a lovely trail.
How long does that take you?
From my house to St. Joe is about 9 miles. And I keep a pretty casual pace. It's less than an hour.
There's a good ice cream shop, isn't there, in St. Joe?
I believe so. Yeah, I cannot recall the name right now.
I need a good incentive to get on my bike. And then there's the full moon rides to the Sydney Dairy Barn. Have you ever done that?
I've done it a couple of times. I would like to go again this year.
What else about biking would you like to share with people? And about repair, bicycle maintenance?
Be aware of the organizations in our community which are here to help. The go-to these days seems like just to order something on the internet and then you try to put it together at home. But I would discourage people from doing that just because of all of the opportunities which are already existing here in Champaign-Urbana.
The bike project is still operating, isn't it, at the independent media?
Very much so. Yes, yes, they are still operating.
Describe how that works.
It is an educational bike shop. It is all volunteer run. It's a not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to educate people on how to fix their bikes and how to operate their bikes safely and to eliminate some of those barriers to access. So whether it's the tools or the knowledge or the parts, they provide all of those things for a low price, I would say.
Well, I think they have a membership fee. The last time I was in there, it was $40, and you paid that for a year, and then you could go in and use their tools and their equipment anytime and get someone to help show you what to do.
Yeah, I believe it's $35 for a 12-month membership, or you can volunteer for either 4 or 6 hours. If someone would prefer to volunteer instead of pay cash, that is an option for the membership dues.
And once you're there, can you choose one of the bikes that they have? Because they have a lot of bikes in there.
Right. So to acquire a bike, you could purchase one from the sales rack, which has been assembled and safety checked by the volunteers, ready to ride. Or you can take on the project of refurbishing a bike yourself. And it's a really great opportunity to learn about how bikes work and how to fix them. But there is more of a time investment with that. So it might cost a little bit less in dollars to put a bike together yourself, but it will take a little more time.
But it's a wonderful resource in this town.
Absolutely. I could shout out a program happening in Champaign School District. They received a grant from the CU Schools Foundation to do an instructional bike shop through Centennial High School. And I think it was one of the middle schools. I forget which one. But so they're trying to do kind of a similar thing to the bike project through the schools. And I think that's pretty awesome.
That's good to know about.
It would be great to see a similar program started up in Urbana. Something super important to know, a lot of people will purchase a bicycle that they find on Facebook Marketplace, and they're really not sure what's going on with it, like whether it needs maintenance, if it's even the correct size for them. So I would recommend that people do some research before making a purchase on Facebook Marketplace or some other secondhand sales to make sure they're getting an appropriate bike for them. The size of a bicycle is really going to have a big impact on the rider's experience. If it's the wrong size, then it's just not going to feel right. It could even cause damage to your knees or some other physical limitation.
How many sizes of adult bikes are there? If I just say, okay, I'm 5 feet tall, what size bike should I get?
It depends what type of bike you're getting, because mountain bikes have a bit of a wider range that they can accommodate. A road bike or a commuter hybrid bike has a bit of a narrower range. Road bikes come in increments of 2 centimeters. And so you could look up online what size bike is appropriate for you based on your height. But everyone has different length legs or proportions of their legs to their torso. There's lots of information online about how to measure yourself and find a bike that's the correct fit. But most people don't know that that sort of research is necessary. So they end up buying a bike that doesn't fit them, and then they try riding it. They don't have a great time, so then the bike just goes back in the garage and they're back where they started with taking whatever other transportation they were using.
What kind of bike do you recommend for just riding around town in Champaign-Urbana? Because the bikes that are the lightest and the fastest, I find can't stand up to the condition of our streets. I like a more solid bike.
That's a good point. Bikes are kind of purpose-built. So a road racer is going to have the rider in an aggressive athletic position, but a street commuter will be a bit more comfortable, and it'll have design features like larger tires, attachment points for a cargo rack, and perhaps a shock on the front fork. And then a mountain bike, you know, is for trail riding, maneuvering, and such. A commuter is, as it sounds, designed for getting around town and carrying books or groceries.
How did you choose your e-bike?
So I put together my e-bike from a Cannondale mountain bike from the 90s, and I bought a battery and a motor and stuck them together. So it was a retrofitted e-bike.
So you can do that.
There are lots of kits available on various online marketplaces. It does take a bit of knowledge to put it together. The bike project had a policy disallowing e-bikes from their shop for years. But I think if you remove the battery, I think you're allowed to work on e-bikes at the bike project now.
Do most e-bikes run off batteries?
All e-bikes run off batteries.
Okay, and are they mostly rechargeable?
All of them are rechargeable, yes.
Okay, so how long can you operate on a charge?
That really depends on how much effort you're putting in with your feet. Just like a hybrid vehicle uses the engine and the battery, the bicycle is a hybrid vehicle. It's using your body energy and the battery. So if you're pedaling harder, then the battery lasts longer. To put a rough number on it, anywhere from 15 to 30 miles.
That's not very much. Just riding around town doing errands, I'm well over 10 miles a day.
But then it can be recharged in a matter of, say, 3 hours.
So if you're going to get an e-bike, you have to have a place to plug it in.
Of course. I just encourage people to do some research before going online and buying a bike from an online marketplace. The solution might actually be much less costly and more accessible than they think. I do have something else that I would mention. Bicycle tourism or bike adventuring, it's becoming more and more popular that people pack up their camping gear on their bicycles and then ride out to a local natural area. We call it bike packing. It's very affordable, very eco-conscious. It's a lot of fun. And I would encourage people to look into it. People often see the number, you know, maybe it's 30 miles out to Kickapoo, and they're intimidated by the number of miles. But just get on your bike and start pedaling, and you'll be there in no time. It's a lot of fun. The trail, the Kickapoo Rail Trail, I believe is set to be completed within, well, by the end of 2026. That's what I've heard. That's the rumor.
And then it will go how far?
From High Cross Road to Kickapoo Park is 27.5 miles.
That's a long way. How far does it go now?
There's sections completed on the east and west ends. So it's 6.5 miles from the Walmart to downtown St. Joe. And then from Kickapoo Park to Ogden, I think there's about 3 miles of trail. And there's a lovely bridge where you can gaze above the treetops and enjoy that. Yeah, it's a really worthwhile trip. There's stops along the way in St. Joe and Fisher and Ogden where you can grab some ice cream at Casey's or wherever else sells ice cream.
That's important.
Thank you so much for offering to do this. It's the first time I've done anything like this. So,
we'll get you out on the airwaves. It's the biking community and WEFT are very simpatico. Champaign-Urbana is a community with many resources for bicyclists, both those just starting out and needing basic safety and convenience advice, for those wanting to be more involved, and for the regular rider. Champaign County Bikes offers a wide array of resources and information. Find them at their website, champaigncountybikes.org, and they list their goals there. Continue to increase the number of cyclists and pedestrians by improving safety, convenience, and fun. Further expand the diversity of cyclists by age, gender, race, and socioeconomic status. Transform our region into a stronger cycling and walking center in central Illinois by demonstrating economic, neighborhood, environmental, and health benefits of bicycling, and strengthen our role as the primary bike advocacy resource in Champaign County for our members, for the general public, and for our community partners. As a regular bicycle rider myself, I know that advocacy is important to make pedestrians and motorists aware of the presence of bikers and how to make travel safe for everyone. There are a number of laws that have been passed to protect bicyclists that are very important. If you're looking for activities, Champaign County Bikes hosts a monthly full moon ride to the Sydney Dairy Barn, meeting at 5:30 at the Meadowbrook Park Race Street parking lot. Details are posted on Facebook under Champaign County Bikes. An important resource on the Champaign County Bikes website is a comprehensive set of maps to guide bikers around town and beyond. The Champaign-Urbana-Savoy Area Bike Map and Guide includes bike lanes, bike paths, and routes recommended by cyclists in our community, the Urbana Bike Master Plan, and the Champaign Transportation Plan. The map also shows hazardous intersections and points of interest, which will continue to be updated in the future. Also visit Champaign County Bikes for a complete list of local resources and clubs, including the Prairie Cycle Club, Wild Card Cycling, and for the more adventurous, the Kickapoo Mountain Bike Club. The CU Safe Routes to Schools Project organizes a local walk and bike to school day, bike rodeos, and has helped improve cycling infrastructure and facilities via grant funding. They provide resources related to educating the community on pedestrian and bicycle safety issues, as well as some maps for short distance family rides in local parks. Check out Ride Illinois for webinars, including Intro to Mountain Biking, Bike Maintenance, Bike Touring, and more. And to help with your bicycle itself, as Tim described, the Bike Project is a great way to get both an affordable used bike and to learn everything you need to know about maintenance. It has two locations. The main one, open year-round, is at the Independent Media Center on Broadway, just north of Lincoln Square, 202 South Broadway in downtown Urbana. The Bike Project is a hands-on educational space meant to provide knowledge and experience about fixing bicycles. It's not a drop-it-off for repair bike shop. It provides tools, parts, refurbished bikes for sale, educational classes, and dedicated volunteers to help shop members and the larger community with their bicycle needs. And in addition to regular open hours, which are listed on its website at thebikeproject.org, it also holds special programs such as our WTFNB, Women, Trans, Femme, and Non-Binary Nights, and a meeting space where they hold general meetings and special events. And the Bike Project has a second location that operates during university term time, the Campus Bicycle Center at 51 East Gregory Drive in Champaign, just off of Pennsylvania Avenue. So check thebikeproject.org for hours and information. That wraps up our time for this week's Catch the Beat, with my thanks to Timothy Klein for an inside view of Life Cycle, his bike repair business, and some wider ranging interests. You're listening to WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM, your community radio station for East Central Illinois. Thank you for joining me for Catch the Beat. All past episodes are archived at weft.org under our public affairs listings. With thanks to Creative Commons for intro and outro music by Kevin MacLeod. See you next time.
You are listening to WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM Community Radio for East.